Welcome to Broncos TV. I'm Andrew Mason from here at Dove Valley, where a full week of work has yielded to a long weekend as the Broncos get ready for Monday Night Football against the Baltimore Ravens. It's a different Ravens team than we saw last year in December, and a big part of that is quarterback Steve McNair, acquired in June from the Tennessee Titans.
I think he's the biggest difference. I mean, you got a guy running your team that's a proven winner. I mean, it makes a difference. It rubs off on everybody.
He's a special guy. Only one of these guys come around in a while. And he's got experience. He's a warrior. I mean, I've met the guy. He's a warrior. He's just an old-fashioned warrior. He fights. He'll make plays in the clutch. And he knows what's going on out there. He'll do whatever it takes.
You always know with Steve McNair, you've got a chance in the football game. It's kind of like the old days with Elway around here. You're never out of a game. And he's got a rare ability to bring his teams back and gives his team the confidence as a result. He's been there before. He's done it. He's a stud of a player, and we're going to have to be ready for he and all of them.
Indeed, the Ravens' improved offense is about more than just McNair's arrival.
I think he brings a whole bunch to the table, but they're much more diversified. They can do it all. I mean, they can run football down your throat, and they can put it over top of your head pretty quick. So they're dangerous. That's where they've improved to me. They're scoring points at a much higher rate.
You got to look at the guys they brought in over the past two seasons. The receiver from Tennessee was Derek Mason, Steve McNair, and a few other guys that brought Mike Anderson over and added Trevor to the team. I'm just talking about the team in general. They did a great job this offseason to get this thing put together so they can contend for the Super Bowl.
Trevor Price and Mike Anderson are the familiar faces coming in with Baltimore. Longtime Broncos both, they were a big part of Denver's success in the past decade. It'll be an emotional return on both sides of the equation.
It's tough to depart with any player that you've been with, you know, especially guys like Mike and Trevor that you've went to war with, you've won a lot of games with, and, you know, the utmost character. So always tough to depart, and the salary cap has a lot to do with those things.
You know, I still got my Trevor Price jersey in my locker, and I haven't retired it yet. So, you know, he's still a Bronco at heart regardless, but you know, he plays for their football team, and I expect him to go out there and do what Trevor does.
Then there's Mason, who joined the Ravens last year, but has been catching passes from Steve McNair for 9 years, including five when they were together with Broncos assistant head coach Mike Heimerdinger back with the Tennessee Titans.
He actually became the balance on the other side, where Steve a lot of times looked for Frankie Wycheck and to bail him out. Now he had a guy on the other side that could bail him out, and then they, you know, ended up, you know, with a little rapport there. And so then we started designing things to get Derek the ball because, you know, Derek had proved he could get open.
The receivers are really talented. The tight end and Gonzalez are probably the two best in football. But they got real weapons, so they're a dangerous team, and they're explosive. And they're scoring points at a rate better than they ever did when they won the Super Bowl. And that all I see them doing is getting better each week.
And that is a big part of the reason why they're 4-0.
They're scoring points much better than they did when they won the Super Bowl. They're doing a great job scoring points, capitalizing. They're dangerous, they're ball control, they've got dangerous receivers, and nobody wants to give them credit.
But make no mistake, these Ravens are still defined by their defense. Number 2 in the league right now, but as stingy and fierce as ever.
Right now they're playing better defense statistically than they did when they had the great run to the Super Bowl. They're way ahead. So that's saying a mouthful right there.
There's no weaknesses on the defense. Everybody's a big, strong, physical guy that can run, that's, you know, can make plays. And they play with great enthusiasm. They play as a great team. And there is no weakness there.
You got players all over that field. I mean, I think said a lot to me last year when they were missing their two studs in Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, and they still were one of the top defenses in the league.
And with their defense intact and Denver's defense formidable, it seems like everyone expects a low-scoring game.
This game could be, you know, 2-3 or something. It could be crazy. I mean, it's a great defensive football team. As I've said, we have a great defensive team, so hopefully they continue playing the way they're playing. But, yeah, I mean, every point, every first down conversion is huge in this game.
They're so good that Coyer often watches Ravens tape, foraging for ideas.
Oh, yeah, until you get sick, you know. They really play fast and hard. They play fast and hard, and like I say, they're extremely versatile. I mean, they're big, fast athletes. They got a whole field full of them. What do you know? You just look out there, you know. They're just a field full of fast athletes. You know?
It will take all the Broncos can muster to win this game, not just from the players, but the crowd, too.
The crowd can definitely be huge, and I'm sure it will. I mean, trust me, just the amount of tickets hell I've bought, he's got enough people to fill up a section. So the crowd is going to be a big factor, and they've always been a factor for us. That's why we have one of the best home records in sports, period. And this year, we're definitely going to need them come Monday night.
And until that night comes, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.